Superman number 152 from April 1962. And motherfuck.
This is not the Supergirl issue that we thought was next, that we said last time. We've lied to you, and I'm crushed about it. Not because I've lied to you, but because I really want to do the Supergirl one. But we keep finding all these other issues that we accidentally left out, so we will never get to the Supergirl one, is what I'm trying to say.
God damn it. Someone needs to be fired.
Not me.
I'll fire myself and then rehire myself.
Okay.
And I have to, like, talk to myself and be like, no, I've got kids, and I have a goldfish to support. I'm lying to myself. And
I think you'd know that as your boss.
Yeah, maybe. Unless I'm a really heartless boss.
Wait, this is getting...
Yeah, this is... Okay, anyways. Holy shit. I'm so tired. I'm full of tacos. So...
Which is like being tired.
Yeah, it's the same thing. This issue is written by Jerry Siegel, edited by Mort Weisinger, art by Kurt Swan and George Klein. Maybe. All the credits that I give at the beginning of the show, they might be wrong, they
this
might be
wild
incorrect.
Guessing.
Wild guessing. I have not attained perfect ability to determine what artist is what just by staring at the pictures. I assume that at the end of this, we'll know them on site. Maybe.
Maybe.
Or maybe not. You know, whatever.
I'll know a lot of useless things, though.
Yeah.
More than I already do.
This show is all about teaching people useless things. Legion history is pretty much the most useless thing you can be a historian of.
Useless and awesome.
Obscure comic book. Anyways, the cover to this... As Kristen felt very offended by the fact that...
Yeah, this cover, like, totally gives away, like, one of the first little surprises in the comic, which is poor storytelling, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
It's a mini twist, but it's a twist nonetheless.
Honestly, every fucking issue that we read, the splash page gives away the big...
This one especially.
This one especially?
There's some trickiness going on, and they're ruining it.
Okay, well, we're going to ruin this for you. Because it was going to be ruined in like 3 seconds anyways. It's like seriously 3 pages in. Okay. So Superman is looking at Lois Lane, Jimmy Olsen, and Perry White. And he's looking at them with his like x-ray vision. And they've all got robot-y machine parts inside them.
You can like see, you know, his vision looking at them. So you can see like little, you know, yellow, you know, Superman vision on them.
They all got like
see their
bitch faces on. Lois looks really,
really
cute.
Yeah. She's like...
Holy shit.
So Lois is cute and she's evil is what I'm
gonna say. Superman's staring at them. He's like, you fakes. You're robot imitations of Perry, Jimmy, and Lois. What have you done to my best friends? And what's your game? And Jimmy's like, sorry, Superman, that information has not been implanted in our mechanical brains by the Robot Master. And despite your superpowers, you will never guess who he is. Oh, awesome. And so, there's like a box that says, challenge to the reader, can you guess the secret identity of the Robot Master? And honestly, if you can guess the identity of the...
You're a genius, because it's like...
It's kind of a surprise.
I mean, I guess it's not considering what the show is.
Yes.
And what we know about these horrible kids from the future,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, you know, if you didn't say you were reading Superman and you hadn't really read...
Actually, I was fucking surprised.
What?
I was surprised.
Oh.
Yeah, I was...
There's only one way this could have gone.
No, I thought, like... They'd come in and fucking save them or something.
I assume if it doesn't make any sense that it's their fault.
Okay.
But I'd like to point out on this cover, he's using his little, you know, x-ray vision. He's looking at three people and there are three beams coming out of his two eyes.
Oh my god!
I thought that was pretty amazing. It makes him look like maybe he's got three eyes.
Oh my shit, I so didn't notice that.
Right? Because like three people, two eyes, I think that would make two eye beams.
Holy shit. Kryptonian.
He's that super.
Yeah, he is. Kryptonians also have another eye right next to their eye.
It's right in the middle.
I don't think it's even in the middle. I think it's, like, on the side of their head, really, like,
really
upsettingly.
Really uneven.
Yeah, really upsetting. So, this is awesome. Then there's a splash page, as if they didn't give it away already. So there's a Clark robot, and he's, like, laughing at Superman and Supergirl, and Superman is coming out of, I don't know how to say, it's like, it's as if they're living in that hotel that's made out of ice. You know what I'm talking about?
There's
this hotel that's made out of ice, and it looks like the fortress is made like that. Because it's kind of a cave, but it's white, and Superman's coming out of one door of this cave-like looking hallway, and Supergirl's coming. It looks like their rooms are across the hall from each other.
Yeah, like, really close. Like,
that's
like
so weird.
Door rooms when the person's right, like.
So is Superman, did he, like, make?
I remember he made her that weird little house in his home.
So, okay, but then there's a hallway, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just kind of weird. Okay, but we're gonna see more weirdness of the Fortress of Solitude in a second. Okay. So they're in their fortress, in the fortress, and Superman's coming out of one door, and Supergirl's coming out of the other door, and there's a Clark Kent robot in the hallway, and he looks like that drunk dude that sometimes you find in your apartment's hallway.
Yeah, irate about being drunk, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And he's like, ha ha ha, I, the Clark Kent robot, created by the Robot Master, have tricked you in your own fortress. Now meet the Robot Master face to face. And Supergirl's like, oh no. And Superman's like, oh my god, I can't believe who the Robot Master is. And so the splash page is out of chronological order with the rest of the story. Like, so
like how
do children understand these stories?
You have to read the big. For some reason, this issue, they were really, really pushing that this was like a fantastic puzzle to be solved.
Yes.
But it's really not that fantastic of a puzzle. And it barely is going to make sense.
Yeah, it's not. Okay, so this giant yellow thing, narration box. They're always really big. I, like, hate reading them. They're so big.
You hate reading in these books.
It's true! I'm losing my literacy.
You just want to start fiction.
Yeah, it's true. God. Okay, anyway, this narration box says, solving puzzling enigmas that have baffled the greatest brains on Earth is usually a cinch for the astounding... What it is? It's usually a cinch for the astounding Man of Steel. That is such bullshit. Fuck you, Superman.
He does the Supergirl approach where he just calls a few masks. He's a really smart friend of
there. Quirrell's getting calls every other day. How do I solve this one? Oh, I don't know. Hold on. God, that must suck. Poor Quirrell. Anyways, but one day Superman actually encounters an identity puzzle which both he and his lovely young partner, Supergirl, fail to figure out, readers. Here's a golden chance to discover if you can outsmart mighty Superman. See if you can succeed where the Man of Steel doesn't in guessing that identity of the Robot Master. Okay, so the point of this issue, there's robots. These robots are being mastered by someone called...
Master of Robots.
Yes.
The Robot Master.
Which just made me think that there was another robot that was
The Robot Master was a robot?
Yes! Fuck you!
Everybody
yes!
Knows a man has to make the robots first.
Can't be a woman, Kristen?
Only a man. Women are incapable of such a thing.
Fuck. Anyway, the story starts...
I like it because it was like they didn't... The story's not very long.
Yeah.
So it was like... Somebody had told them, was like, here's six pages, go. And so the comic starts, like, halfway, like, smushed onto the bottom of the splash page, which I like.
Yeah. It's good. It's good, because it makes the splash panel, like, even more fucking insane.
Yeah, it makes it even more, like, out of order.
Yeah.
The first panel,
awesome. This is going to be awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so at the Daily Planet, Clark sees Perry White, Jimmy Olsen, and Lois Lane, who... They're very cutely wearing different colored suits.
Yeah.
I like this. They all wear different colored suits. And
I like his Jimmy's wearing a pink suit.
Jimmy's outfit's fucking... He literally looks like the Joker in this issue. It's awesome.
You said, like, cute.
Yeah. Whoa, I just lost my train of thought.
Your mind stalled.
I was, like, thinking about how hot Jimmy is, apparently. Oh, yeah, Olsen.
You love that red hair and freckles.
I do. I dig that... polka dotted green tie. That's
the bow tie.
Shit. Yeah, that's the shit. Anyways, he sees those three people And he's like, because he's at work, and he's like, oh, they're back from their out-of-town newspaper convention. Why wasn't he invited to this convention? Like, Jimmy went to this convention, and Clark didn't.
They left Clark to handle things.
Okay.
Because he's the man.
Oh, maybe. Anyways.
They're back earlier than expected.
And he's like, huh, they're back early. And then he goes, and he bumps, this is awesome, he bumps his toe into the table. He's like, oh, shit, I accidentally stubbed my toe. If I don't act like it really hurts, they're going to notice. Like, actually, I don't think they would notice,
period. Yeah, I'm just thinking, because it's not just if I act like it doesn't hurt, they'll think something's weird. It's, they'll think I'm super
weird. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because God knows, if I see someone stub their toe and they don't start screaming at the top of their lungs.
It's true.
They must be super weird.
It's not just he has, like, a high tolerance for pain. He grew up on a farm. He probably, like, got fucking pitchforked in the toe a billion times.
I think that these comments just make him look like he's crazy paranoid.
Well, considering that he grew up with Lana Lang.
Yeah, actually, yeah. Everything he did made him Superboy.
Yeah, yeah. So, it makes sense. Anyways, but what doesn't make sense is that in the next panel, Clark is like, ouch! I twisted my ankle! He doesn't go, I stubbed my toe. Which is what I do when I stub my toe.
I just start swearing profusely.
Clark is the worst actor ever because he says he twisted his ankle. He's like,
he doesn't really understand how people get hurt, okay?
It's like, but he knows what stubbing your toe is because he goes, I stubbed my toe.
He was like, I need to make it look real. I gotta sell this.
Oh my God.
I broke my leg off.
Oh shit. He's like pouring ketchup on his leg. Oh, my leg!
And Lois is like, right, because he kicked her desk.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's right there, and she's like, can't you see I'm writing? Like, she's just like, I don't care.
Yeah, bitch. But then Clark is like, Lois, it's not like you to be so unsympathetic like this. Is it? I didn't know that. Is she a nice person?
I thought he was... We haven't seen her very much.
For some reason, I was assuming that he's attracted to giant bitches.
And it's because Lana's so crazy.
Yeah, yeah. And because his friends are the Legion.
That's true.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe she's nicer normally.
Oh, I don't know. So, she's like, stop putting on that big hurt act. I'm not fooled by the way you always pretend to be meek and timid. And then Jimmy's like, look at this story that Lois wrote. And so she wrote a story that the secret identity of Superman is Clark Kent. And he's like, what? Lois is like, give this scoop to Perry, Jimmy. And Jimmy's like, okay. And Superman's freaking out. He's like, don't do it, Jimmy. Like, he is so not good at lying.
He's not good at lying or covering his tracks or really doing anything but hitting things and digging holes.
Yeah. He's so bad at, like if somebody accuses me of, like, robbing a bank and I robbed the bank, The first thing I say is like, oh my God!
How did you know? Oh my God!
Don't tell anyone! Oh my, because that is very obvious now that
the thing.
Yes. Okay, so Clark doesn't understand this. And Jimmy's like, we're also aware that Linda Lee Danvers is the secret identity of Supergirl. And Superman's like, I warn you, Jimmy. Stand where you are, or I'll use my heat vision. But that makes it sound like he's going to shoot Jimmy.
Yeah.
I was like, shit, is he gonna, like,
paper, I'll kill you.
Yeah, it seriously sounds like that. But then, the next panel, he sets the, like, paper in Jimmy's hand on fire. It's like, well, why did you even warn him? Why didn't you just do it? It's kind of, it's like, or is this the suspense from one panel to the next where you think he's going to kill Jimmy Olsen?
Oh my God.
That would be amazing.
But it's even better because the solution to this problem is to simply burn the story.
Guess you guys can't write that story about me now. Fuck y'all.
Can't retype it.
Yeah. And then Lois, the next thing she says is like, whatever, I'll retype it.
So he's not very good at stopping this from happening, is what I'm trying to say.
Despite working at a newspaper, he doesn't actually understand how typing and
our
paper
newspapers are made.
Yeah. Fuck. Maybe that's why you didn't get invited to go to the convention with them.
No, like, you didn't know nothing anyway.
He's not a type. I'm pretty sure he's illiterate.
Aww.
Okay, so Superman, you know, still not covering up that he is, in fact, Superman. Clark rips open his shirt, and then he's, like, transforms into suits. I don't know why.
I like the coloring on this page. I like, because when he rips open his shirt, it's, like, colored a little bit weird right yeah. there. And he looks like he's glowing.
What is that supposed to be?
I don't know. I think it's just supposed to be light, but they it's like too much or something. I don't know. Maybe it's just a mess up. But he looks like there's an extreme spotlight shining on him as he opens up the shirt, so he looks super dramatic as he's like, Superman! Right.
It looks like he had like a bleach problem with his suit.
That'd be
and
awesome
it, like...
if one day he opened that up.
Oh, oh no!
I didn't look at it. I got dressed in the dark.
Oh, no. What am I gonna... Well, I have to go out. Oh, and then he was like, is that a bleach stain on your suit? He's like, oh, shut up, citizen. Anyways, Superman gets Supermanified, and he's like trying to tell them, like, oh, think about the harm that you'll do to me and my friends.
You can't be effective, you know, as a superhero if my identity, my secret identity's gone, and I have to, like, make a new one. And
he's like,
I thought we were friends.
Yeah, he literally says, I thought you were my friends. And Jimmy is, like, yawning while he's, like, begging them.
And Perry looks super amused. Yeah, yeah. You're seeing the back of Lois's head, but I assume she's making a bitchy face.
Yeah, yeah. So then Superman is like, wait, there's something weird about this. They're not that big of assholes. Like, literally, he says, like, Lois, Jimmy, and Perry couldn't ever really act this hard-hearted. And so he uses his X-ray vision, and... then there's, like...
his three beams coming out of his eyes.
Where you see that they're robots. He's like, oh, they're fucking robots. And the robots are like...
And he's like, what's your game? Like, you're not really my friends. What's going on here, robots? And they're like... Then you see that line from the cover where, like, that information hasn't been implanted in our mechanical brains by the robot master. You'll never guess who he is.
And he's like, while you're wondering, look behind you. And then there's a Clark Kent robot. And he, like, does and checks and makes sure, yes, indeed, this is a Clark Kent
it's
robot.
It's not me over there. I have to check.
Shit.
It's really confused sometimes.
It's
okay?
So true. And so he's like, oh, shit. And
suddenly
the robots just, like, fall over.
I like the Clark Kent robot man. Fell over with his ass in the air.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking great. And Superman's like, he's also posed weird, like, kind of leaning on the desk. It's kind of hilarious to see Superman in an office environment.
Yeah, that is why it looks so silly. He's, like, chilling by his little desk. It also looks funny because there's a bunch of unconscious people around.
Yeah. And so he calls Supergirl via super ventriloquism.
Super ventriloquism, like, the worst phrase ever.
And she's like, oh, shit, Mom and Dad, I gotta go help Superman.
I like that her mom, something in that panel, her mom looks pissed, right?
Yeah.
Look at her face.
She also looks, like, very broad-shouldered or something.
She's a healthy lady, all right?
She is. I can remember.
She's like, I gotta go help Superman, but her I'm sure it's not on purpose, but her mom just looks super angry.
Her mom looks kind of butchy, actually.
Aww.
She's probably a lesbian.
Aww.
I'm just saying. Anyways, so the next panel, which is kind of great, is that, you know, Superman's faced with the problem of how to transport four people. He can pick them up. He can pick them up because he's Superman. He can lift them physically. But the problem is that they're kind of cut. You know, when you have a lot of boxes, and it doesn't mean the boxes are very heavy. Mm-hmm. Boxes.
They're awkward to hold.
If you have a lot. So what Superman did was put them on, like, a platform. I thought he actually ripped off part of a desk, but he didn't. He, like...
He builds a platform.
Yes.
He probably dug a hole.
Yeah.
Compress some dirt or something.
Yeah, yeah. Use his heat vision.
Luckily, they didn't show him building it.
Yeah, yeah. But it's, like, awesome because he's flying through the air and Supergirl's by him, and then he's holding, like, a platter of robots. And so he takes the robots to his Fortress of Solitude, and there's this weird scene where Supergirl's like, unlock the entrance with the giant key that's often disguised as an airplane marker. And he's like, hurry up. And she's like, okay, well, I've hung the key to the fortress on its pegs. He has pegs for the key.
Where else is he going to put it?
He's laid on the floor.
He can't throw it, like, on the dresser like everybody else. He's got to make giant pegs in his weird eyes.
Oh, shit.
And it's like, because they, like, super over-explain this key usage.
Yeah.
So I don't know, maybe they had just gotten some questions about it, and then they were like, hey, let's explain it in this issue.
So then Superman is using this camera or something. It looks like a camera.
This big, giant, old piece of something.
He calls it an instrument, and the instrument shows that there's no explosives in the robots, so they're not made out of dangerous radioactive material or anything. And so they're really not sure what these robots are supposed to be doing. They're not sure if they're weapons or dangerous or something. And Supergirl's
not concerned about where their real friends are.
Yeah, yeah.
At all.
He did ask, but they didn't tell him, so...
And he stopped thinking about it.
Yeah, he could have just called that hotel and been like, are they still at that convention? Are you guys...
alive?
Yeah.
Are you guys alive?
Okay, well, Superman's a super detective, so we're going to find out what happened. So, Supergirl's like, who is the robot master? And why is he ... with us? ... Shit, I love the punctuation. The robots are functioning. So the robots, like, suddenly get up.
Yeah, like, it just says, like, after the examination ends. Like, again, this is really short. So yeah. There's a lot of, like, they're just suddenly somewhere else.
Yes.
Like, suddenly doing something else. So they're just suddenly, like, walking out of the room, and Superman and Supergirl are just, like, watching them walk out of the room. It's like, technically, they could have kept them in place.
Yes.
They are, in fact, super.
They're not very good at this. So, the robots start wandering around in the Fortress of Solitude, which, the Fortress of Solitude has all this, like, dangerous shit all over the place.
Yeah, I think he's just, because Supergirl's, like, actually, for once, being logical, and she's like, should we, like, stop them? They're just walking off into the Fortress of Solitude, and Superman's like, no, by observing them, we may gain a clue as to what this is all about. It's like, what, really? What if they just go make a sandwich?
Yeah,
like,
sandwich.
I mean, they're robots. But,
robot,
you know,
sandwich.
I don't know if these robots eat. I don't know anything about these robots. I don't think that's very good at detectiving, but I'm not the Man of Steel, so.
He's always figuring out super complicated, you know, mysteries, Kristen.
I don't think that's true. I don't think he solves much of anything.
Really. Yeah, I'm pretty sure he just shoots things with lasers and digs tunnels. Oh, this is cute. Okay, well, we'll talk about that in a second. Okay.
No, jump ahead.
Ah, fuck. Okay.
Stalker rooms that are coming.
Okay, this is pretty awesome because first the robots wander into something called the Lois Lane room. And if you're wondering what the Lois Lane room is, so are we. Because apparently it's like some weird room that Superman has in his Fortress of Solitude where he has, like, fucking paintings of Lois.
Sculptures and busts and clippings of her hair.
Yeah, literally, he has a lock of her hair in a fucking bell jar, like, from Beauty and the Beast. And then a, like, statue.
And it's all labeled, because he really likes label makers.
Yes, and, like, flowers and stuff. And the robots are looking at this, and they're like, whoa, this room's really prettily well decorated.
Because there's, like, flowers everywhere.
Yeah.
And I like all the pictures of Lois, like, it's like they vaguely try to make, like, Greek statues or something. Like,
yeah,
she looks
really. Know.
So maybe it's just because of the combination of, like, flowers and statues. And,
yeah.
It's a creepy room, I think.
It's a super creepy room.
I think it's possibly the most stalkery room I've ever seen. I had thought.
Yes.
It gets better.
So. The robots are like, oh, well, maybe Superman is secretly in love with Lois, and Perry Robot is like, maybe yes and maybe no, and Jimmy Robot's like, perhaps they're only friends, and it's really weird, and then the Superman and Supergirl are in the background, they're kind of watching them, and it's kind of cute, because Superman seems to have his, like, arm, his, like, little hand on Supergirl to, like, have her back, or maybe to push her into danger's way.
Possibly.
Yeah.
Because you know, they're, like, peeking into the room.
Yeah, it's adorable.
Very, like, cartoon-esque, where, like, she's a little shorter too, so it's like one head and then the other head right above it.
It's adorable. And then the robots wander into the Jimmy Olsen room. Indeed, Superman has a room for his friend.
I mean, he
Jimmy
does have
Olsen.
Statues of all his friends, so why not entire weird room shrines dedicated to them?
Where's the Legion room? So
there's like 17 rooms for them.
Probably are. And so there's like they're looking at a statue of Superman, like, with his arm around Jimmy's shoulders. And Jimmy's like, the statue of the boy I'm impersonating, together with his pal Superman. Jimmy is Superman's closest friend. That makes him pretty special, doesn't it? And Perry Robot's like, come on. And they, like, go to the next room, and it's, like, the Perry White room? Who has a room
for her boss?
Yeah, like, that's kind of fucking weird. I mean, not that the other ones aren't weird, but this one's especially weird.
It's like, at least Lois is the lady he loves, and Jimmy's his best friend. Perry's his boss. I'm not saying they ain't friends, too, but...
Man.
That's a little weird.
That's kind of creepy. And Superman and Supergirl are watching this, and they're like, huh. And Superman's like, huh. Each robot is boasting about the person he's impersonating. Like, the pair robot seems weirdly proud of the attention that Superman is giving. It's really fucking weird.
I like that he's got a, like, I just realized this. It's like a portrait.
Yeah.
He's got like you know, like in the olden days when the portrait would be like full body, like standing there really doing that, he for some reason has a portrait like that of his boss. He had that painted.
Yeah. What did Perry think when he was standing for that?
I don't know.
Okay, it's pretty awesome. And then the next room is the Clark Kent room, and the Clark Kent robot's like, how clever! Superman built this room as a decoy. If intruders found rooms honoring all of his friends but Kent, they'd suspect Kent was secretly Superman. Or maybe they'd suspect that Superman isn't really friends with Kent.
He's not that into him.
Yeah. Oh, God. So then they get to that part of the fortress where it's Superman's parents holding up a globe. For some reason, every interpretation of the Fortress of Solitude, they tend to have the statue that has...
I like how cute his mom is here.
And she's adorable.
I like these statues, too, because they don't look like statues. They look like giant people.
Yeah.
Because they're, like, colored. They're not statue-colored like a lot of the other statues. They're, like, people-colored. So they just look like giant people holding a globe, like, right there. But his mom's really cute.
Okay, so the robots are finished exploring, and then they start fucking beating the shit out of each other.
They start arguing about who he likes more.
Yeah, and then they just start wailing on each other. I'm not kidding, they start punching each other's heads off.
Yeah, I like it because, like, Lois is, like, hand is flying off. And like, she's, like, in a cute little dress.
Jimmy seemed like he's lost an arm, and Jimmy is also punching off Perry White Robot's head. It's fucking awesome. I wish the whole comic was, like, those guys beating the fuck out of each other.
The only one not arguing is the Clark Kent robot, by the way. So it's just Lois, Jimmy, and Perry robots arguing about who Superman's BFFs with.
It's really weird, guys! It's really weird. This is the weirdest.
And it gets weirder, like, on this page.
So he's like, stop, you fools! It doesn't really matter which one Superman likes best. And he's like, why can't you be more sensible? Has something gone wrong with your mechanical brain cells? And so the other robots beat the fuck out of each other so much that they're just destroyed.
Yeah, they destroyed each other.
Somehow they're a pile of, like, robots.
Arms and legs. And
that's pretty gross.
Yeah, it's that panel actually looks pretty fucked up.
And then, I know, right? It looks like something really bad happened.
Yeah.
And so the next panel...
this is great. So they're talking, and Superman's like, gasp! They fought so violently, they destroyed themselves. And the Clark Kent robot, who's still perfectly fine because he wasn't fighting, he's like, of the Robot Master's creations, only I remain. Sad, isn't it?
What?
Then,
okay, this goes up to 11 now. That night, Superman and Supergirl go to sleep in their individual sections of the fortress. But after midnight, the reclining Clark Kent robot sits up. And he's like, I only pretended to nap while recharging my batteries. Now to act. Like, they went to bed.
They just left this robot that they don't know what he's there for, what he's doing, who he's from, what's going on. And they just went to sleep.
They went to bed in the fortress. They didn't go home. She's got parents that are probably wondering where the fuck she is.
I like that they're sleeping in full uniform, by the way.
Yes. I was kind of hoping for, like, some super pajamas. But their beds also look like prison beds.
Yeah, they're really sad beds.
Superman's really good at building shit, but he's not a very good decorator.
Except in that Lois Lane room.
Flowers. That's all he can do is flower arrangement.
They just go to sleep. And not even, like, okay, you know, maybe you're tired. You got super hearing. You can afford to take a nap with some possibly crazy killer robot in your room. But he's not in the room with them. Like, not only did they go to sleep, they went to sleep in completely different areas from where the robot is.
Yes.
They're saying, robot, you can chill in the living room. We're gonna go to sleep in
They didn't even give him a robot bed.
He's, like, laying on the floor.
And it looks like he's laying on the
floor. Robot needs no comfort.
Aw, robot. Robot tried to sneak into Superman's bed.
Aw.
Yeah. Sad.
Yes, that was weird.
Okay, it gets weirder.
It gets more convoluted.
Okay, so the Clark Kent robot takes these weird cylinders out of the bodies of the robots that they just left laying there. Oh my god.
Hey, Clark Kent doesn't like to clean up stuff. Superman don't clean up after nobody.
Oh my god.
Even robots that kill themselves in his own fortress.
Shit. And so he scavenges the other robots and takes these lead tubes that were inside each of the robots.
You have to read his thinking here because it's so freaking amazing.
So convoluted. He's like picking up the tubes and he's like, the robot master is brilliant. brilliant, dot, 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 exclamation point. And he's like, knowing that Superman and Supergirl would bring the masquerading robots into this fortress for examination, my master concealed these objects inside the robots, knowing Superman and Supergirl's X-ray vision couldn't penetrate lead tubes. Craftily, the robot master smuggled these objects into the fortress, hidden inside the robots, just as the ancient Greeks smuggled their warriors into the fortress city of Troy inside a wooden Trojan horse.
By the way, not similar at all.
Also, he, like, repeats himself, like, 17 times.
And the,
like,
oh, and the panel that she just read is especially hilarious because he's holding a tiny person.
Yes.
It was super, I was, like, looking at this page and I was like, what the hell? He's taking these tubes out of these dead robots.
Oh my god.
And there's something in these tubes, you don't know what. He's talking about Trojan horses and smuggling in people. And you can, he's, his hand is in the foreground and there is a tiny person in his hand.
Oh my god.
At this point you're like, what the hell is going on here?
You've just stepped into the fucking Twilight Zone with this shit. Oh my god. I mean, it's usually fucking weird, but this is really the weirdest one.
Yeah, this is the weirdest issue so far.
The Clark Kent robot, he picks up the giant key, and he's like, it's easy for my powerful arm to take down this huge key. In another moment, I'll unlock the metal door and allow the robot master to enter. And then there's, like, an alarm going off, and Superman and Supergirl finally get off their asses and wake up. And they're like, oh, what, the alarm's going off. That Clark Kent robot must have opened the fortress door. Like, okay, now he knows that he's capable of opening the fucking door. And Supergirl's like, treachery! Like,
he's not really betraying you. He's never on your side.
Yeah, like,
I'm pretty sure you thought he was a bad guy and you just didn't know what was going on.
And then you just forgot that you let in some weird robot into the fortress.
I just like that she's yelling treachery.
Treachery!
That's a very dramatic way to, you know, this other, she could have just been like, oh my gosh, he's evil.
Yeah.
He's like, treachery! Like, tiny cute flying girl.
Oh, god. And the robot, Clark Kent, is like, you're too late, prepare to meet dot 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 the robot master, he is here. And Superman's like, I wonder what he looks like. And literally he says that. And fucking Supergirl's like, at last we'll learn his motive. Okay. And then who is the robot master?
Yes, okay, I'll give you guys three guesses, the first two don't count. Who might do some convoluted ass shit that doesn't make any sense, that was probably completely unnecessary and caused a lot of trouble?
The Legion of Superheroes!
And then, so you see, seconds later, and how many of them are? 2, 4, 6?
Six
of them come busting in, and they're like, surprise!
Oh my god!
It's cute because there's a giant surprise, like, sound effect.
Yeah! And they're, like, waving, and they all look happy.
Like, super happy.
And, okay, you might be going, but the robot master is a singular, and they've also been using it as a masculine. And there's at least one girl here. And there's six of them. Motherfuck. Ah! Okay, so Superman's like, it's some of our friends from the Legion of Superheroes of the Distant Future. Lightning Lad, Kozak Boy, Saturn Girl, Brainiac 5, Chameleon Boy, and Sun Boy. They're the Robot Master.
And Superman's like, the Robot Master is six people?
Shit. And Saturn Girl explains.
Because this really needs some explaining.
It needs a lot of explaining.
This issue has so far been setting it up like there is some elaborate riddle that you can actually puzzle out of this nonsense. You could not puzzle any of this out. She's going to explain what was going on, and no one no matter what, would have been able to puzzle this out.
Oh my
at
god.
All.
Fucking Batman would have figured that
shit out. No, he would have been like, this was completely unnecessary.
He would have killed all those people. Okay, so Saturn Girl's like, early yesterday, I, Saturn Girl, came to the past in a time machine to Metropolis with the other Legionnaires and these robots we had built. Our timescope revealed that the real Lois, Jimmy, and Perry are currently out of town. Take their places at the planet, robots. And the robots are like, okay, and they're waving. And Superman's like, but dot, 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 why all the mystery? What's behind all this? And Cosboy's, look at the wall and you'll find out. Like, why don't you just fucking tell him? He's like, behold the scene revealed by my Pictocaster. And Superman's like, oh, it's that moment when I first met Supergirl when she came to Earth. And this, like, picture of, like, a rocket landing and then Supergirl just flying out of it already in Supergirl outfit.
And this is the best part, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they're looking at this and Cosmic Boy's got, like, a little flashlight pick or grab, whatever the hell. And he's shining, Pictocaster.
It's basically like a projector.
Yeah, yeah, he's projecting this thing on the wall and you see, like, Supergirl and Superman standing there watching it. And Supergirl's like, ah. I'm beginning to get it now. Well, no, you're...
What? I see. It'd be like me beginning to tell you a story and be like, oh, well, let me explain. So he was walking down the street, and then you're like,
I understand now. Like, what?
Oh, Supergirl. But she does figure it out. She's like, today is the latest anniversary of the day I first arrived on Earth and met Superman. And Saturn Girl's like, correct! We, your fellow club members, have come to help you celebrate that memorable occasion. And Coral's like, I mean, Brainiac 5 is like, Clark Kent robot, lead the way to the gift which you assembled from the objects taken out of the lead tubes and the shattered robots. And Clark Kent robot's like, follow me and fucking shit. And what do you think the Legion of Superheroes have gotten?
Again, three S's, the first two don't count. What would the Legion give him? That they've possibly given him, like, a trillion times before.
Statuary. Okay, they have made busts of themselves and of Superman and Supergirl. And they also found a really big shelf.
Like, a super big shelf.
Like, it's like...
This must be, like, in Supergirl's room or something.
It's like... I don't know what I'm seeing. It's like a, sort of a staircase. But the busts are super... They take up, like, maybe 10% of the room on this very empty shelf.
They know they're gonna give her a lot more tiny busts and statues.
That's true.
So they also built her a giant shelf.
Okay. And they're like... To you, from us, a token of high esteem the Legion of Superheroes has for its two mightiest members... And she's like, oh, what a wonderful surprise. And Superman's like, great.
I like it because they both look a little bit concerned rather than happy.
Yeah, the facial... Kurt Swan was not the greatest at doing facial expressions at this point
in
time.
Or rather, they're all very expressive, but they all look unhappily. Like
the wrong expression is going
and
on.
Sad or dismayed.
Yeah, yeah. And
Superman... Cosmic Boy looks very cute and happy right
now. Aw.
And really little in this panel right before. Look
yeah, what is that?
Wow, he looks like five there.
Aww. He is five.
Tiny baby.
So Superman's like, so the robot master gag was a hoax to trick Supergirl and me into taking your robots into the fortress so you could surprise us with this anniversary gift concealed inside the robots. And Santa Girl was like, yes, there was no other way we could smuggle the gift into the fortress. I'm sorry, but... Actually, there is a way to get them inside the fortress.
There's actually a few ways.
The best way, I'm thinking, is to use your fucking time bubble that takes you to any place and any time on the fucking planet. You dumbasses.
Just do that and go into the fortress. Or, wait, I thought of some more. Phantom Girl?
Oh, yeah.
She's not there right now for some reason. They don't like her enough.
There's no bust of her either. There's a lot of busts of people that we know exist already.
Yeah, but they showed... Didn't Phantom Girl already hang out with Super?
Yeah, like, Super Girlfriend.
They're all super fucking...
Also, Triplicate Girl.
Yeah, that's right. Phantom Girl could have gotten the things in there. Also, knocking on the door and giving them a gift wrap present
yes.
would have gotten them into the fortress that would have, as well.
That, I'm pretty sure I'm pretty surprised when I get something that is simply concealed.
Simply wrapped in a box with colorful paper involved.
Yeah, and handed. And then I am very surprised. There's no need for... What was with those robots? Okay, well, there's only one more panel after this. And Superman's like, what a surprise that was, I'll never forget it, ha. And Supergirl's like, neither will I thanks, Master Robot, all six, Robot Master, all six of you, ha ha. And they all fly off.
Yeah.
And the, what the fuck? No, it's weird robots that beat the, that fucking killed each other and wandered around wondering about their existence.
And the Clark Kent robot's still alive, is he sad now because he's all alone?
I don't know. He did say that it was sad that they all fucking killed each other. What is going on here?
Wait. Lesson to learn.
Why? Okay, assuming the Legion did, in fact, make these robots, why do they make these robots, like, one beat the fuck out of each other and, like, wonder... Like, get jealous and, like, wander around and be really mean to just to, like, Clark Kent and then...
Because it's the Legion.
To, like, ah!
The answer to all of this is Because it's the Legion.
Oh my god, this is really like...
Because they're his best friends.
Wow, this is like definitely really high on the asshole scale.
Well, I mean, I remember when I was little and I wanted to get my best friend a gift, and I paid some kid $20 to beat them up. And then I gave her the present, and we laughed.
Shit.
Same thing.
No, this would be like, actually, if I was getting you a present, and then I created artificial intelligent beings.
With love.
With love and sadness and emotions. Oh. And then these robots would eventually spiral into insanity and self-defeat and violence. And would beat the fuck out of each other until they are dead. And then another robot would somehow keep... Because obviously Quirrell has the ability to make a robot that's sensible.
Yeah.
And then he didn't. He made three crazy robots.
But he needed them to tear each other apart.
Oh my god, what?
Somewhere in the future the Legion had a little meeting and they're like, okay, three robots, okay. These three, they're gonna have the stuff in them, okay, these three, okay. So, make them really kind of crazy, make them really mean, just to be mean to Clark, you know, because it's fun. And, okay, and then after the, in the fortress, they're gonna find, they're gonna kill each other, but then this one, because he's like a common.
Were they smoking weed? Are they, like, actually teenagers from the future? They're just getting fucking high, and, like, this is, like, their version of drunk dialing their friend, is, like, getting in the...
Well, you know,
time bubble and future, fucking with Clark.
Their future's really nice.
Yeah, it's
and
true.
Kind of wholesome, and they got nothing better to do.
It's true. Okay, well, this is the first time you see the Legion create crazy fuck robots. Quirrell, I'm assuming Quirrell made the
yeah.
fucking robots. Even though they say they're all the Robot Master, we know that's not true because those people are retarded.
You'll see Brainiac 5 has a habit of making emotionally unstable robots.
Yeah, and nobody really calls him on this
like,
shit.
Ever. God, I can't wait for that
issue. Oh, man, that's going to be awesome. But not as awesome as the next issue. Oh, no, no, those are pretty level on the awesomeness.
Yeah.
Shit.
We're talking about Computo, by the way.
Oh, shut up.
Spoiler.
Oh, my God.
That's
Quirrell
like
makes...
For forever.
Quirrell is the
he's the
fucking,
best boy in the universe, right?
He is so good at making robots that go ape shit. Oh,
yeah.
My God.
But that's later, much later.
Much later.
Next is finally, I swear to God, if you find another issue you missed, I'm just going to bludgeon you to death. Do the issue myself, and there will never be another one of these shows. The next issue.
What the hell?
I'm sorry, is that overreacting?
We could just skip it.
No, we have to do them in order. In order or you're dead. Okay, this is the only option here.
Why is there so much death for me?
That's what happens.
This is DC's fault. You write an angry letter like I do. Oh, man.
Oh, God. So hopefully the next issue will be amazing Supergirl hookup adventure.
Yeah.
With Superman. I will be the happiest girl in all the land.
Oh, there's nothing we love more than space alien incest weirdness. It's gonna be a hoedown.
Oh,
it's,
yeah.
He really is from a small town.
Oh, goodness, he is.
Oh, shit. Okay, so you guys should leave us iTunes reviews, because that would be awesome.
Oh, yeah, and actually, thanks for all the nice comments.
Yes, we get really nice letters.
Yeah, super nice. We get, like, long, intricate emails of, like, amazing, and we get really cute comments.
That's
such
so nice.
You guys are awesome. We're super lazy and only reply sometimes. We always read them out loud to each other and laugh and laugh.
Yeah, thank you.
And cry sometimes.
If you have questions or concerns, if this issue upset you, I can understand why. But, you know, this is pretty awesome.
Yeah, even though I was mad at this issue for existing because I wanted to read the Supergirl one next,
this
I was
is...
pleasantly surprised.
Wow.
It was pretty insane.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
That's pretty great. So, questions, comments, you can email us at superfuturefriends@gmail.com or comment on our blog at superfuturefriends.blogspot.com or you can leave us an awesome comment on iTunes. You can just search for Super Future Friends and I'm sure you'll find us.
Indeed.
Awesome. We'll see you next time with the greatest issue ever.
Until we get to, like, computer stuff.
Until we get to more Quirrell shit, because those are the greatest issues ever.
Also
much.
The saddest. Oh. Foreshadowing.
Yes. All right. Till next time, guys. Bye.
Bye.